I think he's got a tremendous reputation. We don't and didn't vote the same way, but I respected him. And I still respect him even more now after he had a tough, tough job to do with his investigation of Luke Simons. I asked him to come on and explain why he's called for his resignation. He said, okay, I'll come on. Majority Leader Pollard, good to have you on News and Views.
Joel, thanks for having me on. I hope you can hear me. I'm on, I'm in the pickup off on an exit, and I'm on Bluetooth, so hopefully the sound is okay.
Yep, I got you loud and clear, Chet. So why? Why did you call for the resignation?
You know, when there was the open records request, I had probably had three or four incidences where we had to have a meeting with Representative Simons, and then I would have someone in the room as well and talk to him about how we thought his comments or his behavior was inappropriate, and at times that he needed to apologize to these people, and then we'd followed up with more meetings if needed to.
And apparently that didn't work. I mean, was this happening before your time in leadership? Because I'm getting a whole bunch of messages about that, Chet.
And Joel, you know, before I was the elected leader, I can't comment about that because I have no idea. You know, I'm probably one of the most boring people in the world, Joel, and I don't go out and do these circles and such as that, and if that's going on. So maybe I'm too naive, but I wasn't aware of that, and that's not an excuse. I just wasn't until it came forward when I became majority leader. And when that happened, then I wanted to have meetings, whether it was with legislative council, also with another legislator, or with Representative Simons. Those meetings happened.
So when you investigated this, it comes down to this. Do you believe those individuals that made these accusations, or do you believe Representative Simons? It really comes down to that.
I think, Joel, what it comes down to is behavior of legislators, whether it's dealing with the public, whether it's dealing with lobbyists, or whether it's dealing with citizens too as well. And there's a pattern I feel that has made people uncomfortable.
So, again, I will say this, though, Chet. The individuals that made these claims, I'm asking you, as somebody who investigated this, do you believe them?
I know of the names that are out there, and yes.
Okay. So you called upon him to resign in your position of leadership, and your leadership team, Scott Lauser and Glenn Bosch, did as well. They signed the letter. What's the next step? How do you go about getting him out of the legislature if he doesn't choose to resign?
You know, that's going to be up to the body of the House, not the Senate. And there's rules set in place, constitution-wise, of whether we meet as a committee as a whole and how we want to go forward with this. And I'll reiterate, and this is my belief, this is not a criminal proceeding. This is the behaviors of how legislators are out there in public. And I firmly believe that that behavior, after the incidences we've seen, after the open records request, that I think it's behavior that's unacceptable and should not be what the legislature represents.
Has Representative Simons contacted you?
When we came forward and calling for his resignation, myself, Representative Lauser, and Representative Bosch tried to get a hold of Simons. Representative Simons answered the phone call, but he said he did not want to speak unless he had a lawyer present.
Okay, so Representative Simons, when you take that a step further, it's going to come down, and this is where you're an expert. You know how to count noses. You know where the votes are. Do you have enough votes to convict? Because what's happening right now, or to impeach, because what's happening right now clearly is parts of your caucus are lining up against this call for resignation.
And, you know, Joel, the call for resignation is completely separate. I don't know if I would agree with you on the language of convict and impeach. I am specifically talking about a behavior that I feel is time to be checked, called in check, and that is not acceptable for us as a body.
Okay.
And that's how we represent ourselves to the state of North Dakota.
On that, I agree with you 100%. But my point is, if he doesn't resign, then what steps do you as a leader take?
And Joel, actually, I'm going back to Bismarck early because of crossover. Because I've got to make sure all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed and what's going to come forward. We are in this process of gathering further information and what's going to be needed for us to go down certain paths. And that path could be a severe censure, or that path, it could be a light censure, which I definitely do not agree with. It's either a severe censure or it's expulsion. And right now, that's what I'm leaning towards is expulsion. So we'll have to see how that works its way forward here in the next couple of days.
So do you know where certain caucus members are? Because I can tell you where some of them are. And I think you're way ahead of me when it comes to that. Clearly, you've got a divided caucus when it comes to what you're having to do to deal with Representative Simons. I mean, how hard is it going to be to get through the body if you do have to vote to expel him for expulsion?
Anything, Joel, that I deal with my caucus is so diverse with 80 members. I don't know if I got consensus on anything that comes forward right now. It doesn't matter if it's the budget or gun bills or anything. So it will be a difficult task, but I'm trying to get the information that we need from people. And of course, I've had discussions with some legislators that have had some problems. And so we want to make sure they're comfortable with coming forward. You know, so I've got to get that stuff gathered, and I don't have a lot of days left in order to do that, because I'm proud of them for coming forward, but they've got to feel confident because they've been used a little bit here.
So can I ask you this? The Legislative Council in my time in there was the most bipartisan group of people I could possibly have worked with. Just good, decent, hardworking. It didn't matter how ridiculous the bill was that you came up with or how much work it took. They were there and they worked hard for you. I never could figure out their political parties, nor I never would have been able to figure out their political parties. We've got people out there attacking them now. We've got people out there saying that this is strictly partisan. What are your thoughts on that? To those individuals, we had a gentleman just call in, and apparently I missed it. I apologize. He threw out a name. I should have caught it. I didn't realize that was – I didn't catch the fact that he's using some of these victims as tools. And so, Charles, if you do that, don't ever call in again, because don't turn – these individuals and throw names out. It's incredibly inappropriate on your part, and I apologize for not catching it. But what do you tell the listening audience that right now the Simons supporters are saying that these people are all partisan and that the Legislative Council needs to get fired, which he's saying? I mean, what do you tell people?
Well, and Joel, I'm getting those type of phone calls and emails and all that kind of stuff to myself. Here's what I'll say about Legislative Council. And I have a working relationship. It's true, I'm chairman of Legislative Management. I feel that they're very professional. I feel I have a very good working relationship, and I hope they feel the same way of me. I have no problem talking to any of those folks on a personal basis, as well as when I see them and they're having to do their work. If you want to know the truth, there wouldn't be one of them, and that I haven't done it because I know I can't because of professionalism. I'd gladly have a beer or a Coke or a Mellow Yellow or a cup of coffee anytime with those folks. I trust them.
Chet, let me ask you this. You know, because there's all types of people now saying that there should be a hearing. That, you know, that Kathy Scraw from my home district is saying, well, there needs to be a hearing on this. How in the world can you hold a hearing where these victims have to come forth in a setting where the Kathy Scraws of the world get to attack them? You know, and really that's what some of these folks are setting up to do. I mean, this isn't a criminal situation. This is basically an investigation into whether or not somebody has done something wrong in terms of their employment. I mean, do you or will you ever call for a hearing on this?
Joel, in order to have a hearings like some legislators are asking for, then you're going into a total different realm, and then you're getting into a criminal case. There's been no formal process to do a criminal case. Now, that doesn't say these folks haven't been treated correctly, because I believe they haven't. You know, and so because of that, this is our way of going through, and the behavior part is the main part. If there's formal complaint, how do you have a hearing on something like that? You're just going further than what is currently in there. If we do the right and bring forward a resolution, this stuff is going to come out. Now, not all of it, because some of it's pretty sensitive, but there will be enough out there for folks to make a judgment on behavior for the legislature.
If you go to the home base of the News and Views Network, you go to KFGO.com, you're going to see what was in that file. And you're going to see things that I think would make your choice very easy. And I'm talking to the listening audience. And so what I have to ask you, Leader Pollard, is there more? Are there things other than those documents that have been made public that the public doesn't know about?
You know, Joel, I know there's stuff that's public out there. There are things that have been discussed out in the open. Now, if there's more, I will learn that probably in the next couple of days. But any more than what's been out there through email exchanges or anything like that, or the open records request, and I'm not aware of that, but maybe this comes forward in the next couple of days.
You have caucus members themselves, and not to diminish the workers. I'm not trying to single out and say this group is more important than that group, but you have caucus members yourself that fall into the line of what people are complaining about here. Can they be used as part of the conversation with the rest of the caucus to turn this page and not have this all play out as a fight to basically define this session?
You know, regrettably, I don't want this to define the session. I think we're going to come out of this session, whether it's revenue pictures, whether it's dealing with the coal industry, our energy, and we're doing a lot of good. And if you think I'm really wild about my name as majority leader being out there to be involved in something that hasn't been done in over 100 years, that disturbs me as well. And I don't want to be known as going down in history as that either myself. So I think there's a lot of caucus members that won't agree with me and my, because I wouldn't want them to go from there, but just for their own sake.
So
I think we're doing a lot of good work, and I want us to be remembered for that. And right now, that's not happening.
So, last one, Chet, I promise, so you can get back on the road here. And I want to thank you for coming on and addressing these issues. Did you act soon enough?
You know, Joel, this happened to me about 30 years ago in the business that I used to run. And I had an employee that quit on me. And so I said, well, think about it over the weekend, and then we'll get back and talk later. And then I asked him to come back. And so then he did. Well, he ended up quitting 3 or 4 months later. You know, on the first time, Joel, shame on him. Second time, shame on me. But we're going through this the right way, I feel. And anytime there was someone came forward, we surely had a meeting with them. I would have a meeting with Representative Simons with someone else in the room saying, this is inappropriate. You need to say sorry, and you need to have your actions back that up so we don't continually do this. And now it's past that.
Leader Pollard, thank you, sir. I do appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Joel.
Chet Pollard.